So I'm sitting with Sarah in what number is this?
Two Goose Gate.
Flavours of Hockley. Okay. And your name was
Sarah Reed.
Okay, Sarah. So you've been here since December.
Yeah.
You took over from who
owned
Michael
Page owned it before.
Okay. And that it's been here for about 10 or 15 years,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit about your experience of Hockley in terms of since you've started. What's the footfall like in terms of people coming into the business? Is it?
But
is
we
it good?
Seem to be sort of quite constant. The shop is quite a constant thing. Over the summer, it's been very, very quiet. Hockley, when the students aren't here, seems to just
dies off
completely. When the students are back, it does sort of come more alive.
Okay. Mm. So has there been major issues with the rent? A lot of other companies, a lot of other businesses down here have been saying that the rents have gone through the roof. Is that impacting your business?
Our rents, we're tied in to a deal with it.
Oh, good.
It's due for review in 2 years' time, but we believe we pay a fair price, we believe.
Okay. So, I mean, there's you and the art gallery that seem to have negotiated independent prices with the landlords, which is great.
Yeah.
There is a couple of premises down here that are empty.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a councillor, just for instance, walked into your shop tomorrow and had a blank cheque and said, tell me what we should do with those. What sort of things would you like to see in those empty shops that are down there?
I'd like to see that Hockley's very eclectic. It's got lots of boutique-y type things. It's more independent traders. I wouldn't want to see a big chain in there. Mm. It'd be nice just to have more boutique-y shops or something to get people to come over into Hockley.
Okay.
And to drive them in.
And do you have regular clients who come in like every day, sort of the same sort of thing?
Yeah.
What sort of numbers do you get? I'm just interested, like, from a cafe shop. Like, how many sandwiches do you... I've just seen you with two massive bags of baguettes. How many baguettes do you make a day?
That'll last us a couple of days, tops.
You're kidding me. That's about 200 baguettes.
Yeah. We get through 10 kilos of chicken a day.
What?
This is a big shop.
So chicken does well then around Hockley.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's great. I just wanted to sort of do a quick interview with you.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things with the Hockley Traders is that we're trying to improve the communication between Nottingham Council.
Mm.
If you had a Nottingham councillor here, what would you suggest for the other businesses that are suffering?
That they should encourage the landlords to reduce the rents down, to encourage people to take these businesses over and to move in. You know, it's all right a building sitting there empty for them waiting on a decent rent. I mean, obviously they've obviously got their own portfolios, it means nothing to them, but. Mm. If you look down the street, all we've got is to let. And it's just, Hockley seems to have lost its spark. Obviously we've got issues on the front here. We do get drug dealers.
Okay.
That telephone box is still being used as a drug dealing thing. The police presence has improved a lot with the team that are on here, but
You just said that Hockley's lost its sparkle.
Yeah.
You've been here since December. So did you know Hockley before? Have you been?
Oh, I'm a Nottingham girl.
Okay.
So I know Hockley from years back.
So tell me a little bit of a story from years back then, because from what I'm working out is Ice Nine was the epicentre of Hockley.
Yeah.
And if something happened to Ice Nine, if that vanished,
that'd be very worrying.
You think the whole area would sort of be impacted?
I mean, our shop, we deal with all the office workers around here. They come in for their lunch. We would probably still carry on, but it's just like you say. You just look. It's just to let, and it just doesn't. There's no vibrancy to me, and that's why it's so nice when the students are back, because they're bounding around and.
We just need to drive more footfall down here.
Yeah, definitely.
Sarah, thank you for your time.
That's what we need.
Over the hill?
From the town, over towards here.
So we need more signs?
More signage.
Okay.
We were talking about that at a traders meeting a few weeks ago. We wanted a great big banner to go across. Welcome to Hockley, get people to actually come up.
It'd be nice to have like a little metal sort of art piece with all
that. That's
sort
what we
of
were looking
out.
At, but the cost for us and planning, that's the other thing, it would be prohibitive.
Well, maybe that's the first project to look at, is crowdsource, get everybody together, let's get some fundraising going, let's buy that thing, and then present that to him and say, look, give us a planning for this area. It's only a sign.
It's a sign, you know. Just to get people to come across. But we definitely need more things here to get people to stay. Because, we've got Ice Nine, we've got some of the boutiques, but it's just grim seeing all these empty shops.